Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
I am grateful, grateful, grateful. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to Curves and 3D Radio Show. I am your host. They do call me the illustrious, the bad, the bold, the beautiful, Omega Auntie Mother Seal. And yes, I am grateful this Thanksgiving Day. How are you, ladies? Welcome, 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 welcome to a grand Thanksgiving show. What are you thankful for? That is our topic today and hot topic. You know what, guys? I'm a bad, bad chick. Yes, because I bring it to your blood raw and sugar shop every Thursday night here in the Curvy Studios on Curves and 3D Radio. But I cannot do it all by myself. I do share this platform with two beautiful young ladies tonight. And we do have a special guest host because our very own Miss Swan is on vacation. So we're going to let her have her fun with her family and her friends. But we have a special guest host tonight. That is Miss Arisa Cowding, all the way over there in Wichita, Kansas. Yes. How are you tonight, Miss Arisa?
Ooh-wee. I am in the kitchen. Hallelujah. I am just so happy to be here. I am thankful. First of all, I am thankful that I am covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am just so thankful for my family. I am thankful for you, Omega, because you are my mentor, my friend, and I just love you so dearly. I am just thankful for so many things. I'm just so full. I'm just so thankful.
I am happy to hear that you are thankful. Yes, yes, yes. And we also have all the way out there in Scottsdale, Arizona, Miss Mona Marock. How are you tonight, dear heart?
I'm great. I'm great. It's beautiful out here. The weather decided to let up on us. We had a little rain for a couple of days, but we had a sunny, beautiful Thanksgiving out here. And you know what I'm grateful for, Auntie? I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for Aretha. I'm grateful for all the many queens I have run into that have blessed me in so, so many ways. And I'm terribly, terribly grateful for my family and being able to spend this Thanksgiving with my mother. I'm very grateful for that.
All right. Oh, I love it. I love it. How is she? How is she? How is she doing this Thanksgiving?
She's okay. She's all right right now. Yeah.
Good. You let her know Auntie said hello, hello, hello.
I will.
Ladies, it is Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving, and I am excited. Every year we have our grand Thanksgiving show to come on and say what we are thankful and grateful for. And you out there in Radio Land, we are so glad that you have joined us this evening. This is a show that's just for you because we want to hear what you are truly thankful for. You don't have to go with the long list because you know what, guys, I can truly tell you, I cannot even hardly in an hour repeat to you everything that I am thankful and grateful for. So we're going to go with the short list today, but we definitely want to hear from you here on Curzon City Radio. You would have to press 1 to speak with the host. You have to press 1 to speak with the host to just tell us what you're thankful for. We have a beautiful show planned for you tonight. We're still going to bring it to you, as we always do, Blood Raw and Sugar Shop. And I just want to say that right now that I am truly thankful for both of you young ladies sharing this evening with me and this platform with me here on Curzon 3D Radio, because this makes it real every Thursday night when we come on and we share with not just our local areas, but we share with the world. We are a syndicated show, 200 countries, over a million listeners, and I'm excited about what we're doing and the people that reach back out and send the messages and everything. I'm excited about all of our listeners. I'm thankful for each and every one of you that listen in to us week after week after week, and we hope that we're reaching you, and we hope that we're touching your lives and bringing some semblance of joy and peace, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge to each and every one of you every Thursday night, because that's what it's all about for us. We don't come on here to just do the do. We come over here because we want to be change agents. We want to be servants of dispensing this wisdom and knowledge that we have to each and every one of you. So we thank you for sharing with us, because we know that you could be having your second piece of potato pie or pecan pie, but you are here.
They having it anyways.
So we want to say thank you for being here with us tonight, and it's not robbery. And we're going to be doing some great things coming up. You know, we're almost to the end of 2016. It's so hard to believe that we're almost to the end of 2016, and we definitely want to hear from you on some show ideas on what you are wanting to hear or a topic. So we're going to be opening up Curzon 3D Radio in the next couple of days. We're going to be opening up for you to respond to some topics that you would like to discuss. So ladies, Aretha and Monty, I'm going to be putting that out there in Curzon 3D Radio on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And we want to know if you have some topics that you want to hear about or something that you want us to discuss, now is the time to tell us so we can put it in our 2017 lineup. How does that sound?
Yes.
Sounds
wonderful.
Fabulous.
Good. So, got a lot going on. We're going to keep our same show format. We're going to do our Throw Me a Curve, and then we're going to go to our Food for Thoughts, because we want some inspiration and motivational message. It is Thanksgiving. right into Fashion 4, see it in 3D, and then right to Hot Topics. And we're only going to keep you. So we're going to go right on in. We're doing good on time because we're only going to keep you an hour tonight so you can get back to your family and friends and then finish enjoying your great Thanksgiving holiday. So let me throw you a curve, ladies, and throw me a curve as our In the News segment, because we like to make sure that you are hot and current on what is going on in the world around you. But I'm going to bring it home to the United States tonight. I don't know if you ladies heard about the Kentucky football game shooting that leaves 2 dead and 4 wounded. Have you heard about it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow, yes. It was all on Facebook and everything. Gunfire erupted at an annual Thanksgiving Day football game in Kentucky, leaving 2 dead and 4 wounded in the Louisville metro area. So the shooting happened shortly after 2 p.m. During the annual Juice Bowl that they have there every year. You know, around this time they have, like, the Florida Classic and the different bowls and all of that, the Bayou Classic. So all these football games are going on, especially in the historical black colleges. So they were having the Juice Bowl, and one young man was in the park, in the Suwannee Park, with hundreds of children, adults. It's a family thing. This is what people do. On Thanksgiving, they hang out. They go to these bowl games. And the man was streaming a Facebook Live video when the shooting started. He heard it in the background. He wasn't able to get a video footage while he was shooting live of the gunman, but 19 shots were fired. But the shooters did end up getting away, but not before they killed 2 people and injured 4 others.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's Thanksgiving, and, you know, when you think that it's, you know, you're going to a park or a football park or a football field to, you know, have fun and have a family out, and you never leave your house thinking that one of your family members that went along with you will not be returning with you, you know?
Right.
But it's just tragic because it's Thanksgiving, and we buried my grandmother the day before Thanksgiving in 1992. So Thanksgiving is always a really, really rough time for me, especially when you have a family member to die around or centered around a holiday. It's really tough. But, you know, and the light in at the end of the tunnel, you know, the families, they all came together. They rallied around each other. The 4 other ones, they say their conditions is still unknown, but the detective said their injuries was not life-threatening. So hopefully all 4 of them will pull out okay.
God willing, yes.
Yeah, so I'm just going to be praying here on Curzon 3D Radio. We definitely want to pray for those families that did lose loved ones. We do want to pray that God comforts and keep them, and that the ones come through that are in the hospital. Louisville is not a high crime area. Their homicide count was under, was 100, now that 100 and something, but now it's been brought up to 106. And they said the record high of homicides in the Louisville, Kentucky areas was 110 in 1971.
Wow.
So for a whole year, you know, to have that kind of those low numbers, it's not a high crime area. So just wanted to touch on that. Another news point, the Mayor Greg Fisher was there, too. He was maybe 200 yards away, and his security detail got him cover very quickly, but he said the Juice Bowl is a long-time Thanksgiving Day tradition filled with family and community cheer. To have people with guns so disrespect life, Shawnee Park, and the neighborhood tradition is sad and has no place in our city. I implore those with information about the shooting to please call LMPD. Witnesses who remain silent, as has been the case with too many shootings in the past, will solve nothing. the increase in homicides in our city should be alarming to everyone, and LMPD needs the public help to solve these crimes. Please call the anonymous tip line. And he said, like hundreds of others, I was attending the Juice Bowl to share in this great community event when the shooting occurred. My thoughts and prayers are with the family of all those impacted by today's violence. So, and I guess he's in reference to the highest, the record high is 110, and they're at 106. So it's, you know, pretty close to the record high. So he was worried. But as a mayor, I commend him because those are still extremely low numbers, even compared to my city, you know?
Right, right. Wow.
So
you just wonder, what are people thinking? You know, are they thinking this is an easy target that I can do? Am I just trying to do a prank? Am I really trying to harm somebody? What, you know, you just want to wonder, what are they thinking to go into a crowd
around,
like that?
Right. Holiday time, you know, depression kicks in. And that's something, you know, big that people should try their best around holiday time, you know, to stay around people that are encouraging and upbeat, because depression will kick in and will set someone off, and they'll go out and see people having fun and they can't take it. They can't handle it, you know?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's just so hard to even go to any of these types of events anymore because of, I mean, last weekend at the Florida Classic, there was a shooting that took place in Orlando during the fall. I mean, it's so hard for me to even find myself in those situations. And I don't deal with panic attacks or anxiety or anything like that, thank God. That's just not my story to tell. But I don't want to be in those crowded types of areas and something like that happen, because it's mass chaos. So, my heart just goes, you know, you think you're going to a family affair or a family event to have to, you know, end up burying a loved one. It's just unseemly. I don't understand.
And around holiday time, it's just, you just never get over it, you know? It's horrible.
It's hard to. But we still are going to have a grateful, upbeat, thankful show, but I just want to share with you because just to let you know that even though it's Thanksgiving, still people are in the hurting business. But we thank God that each and every one of us is safe and that all of our family members are safe. Thank you. Then we are, Lord, we are definitely grateful for that. And we're going to keep our segment moving. In light of Ms. Swan not being here tonight, I am going to pass my baton over to Ms. Arisa, also known as Sister Big Bones. So I'm going to pass Food for Thought over to Arisa, and she's going to give us a little inspiration and motivational, and then I'm going to tie in See It in 3D, which is our beauty segment. So, you know, in our beauty segment, not only do we talk about our physical beauty, we talk about our spiritual, emotional, and financial beauty as well. So I'm going to tie whatever Ms. Arisa has to say tonight. I'm going to bring it home and see it in 3D. So, Ms. Arisa, you have the floor.
Well, thank you so very much, my beautiful mentor. And, again, thank you so much again for allowing me to be a guest host sitting in the place of Ms. Swan as she is on her vacation with her family and friends. Motivation and inspirational. Yes, yes, yes. I was just so excited when I hear the word motivation, because I get motivated when I see others, and I hope that others get motivated by what they see in me. And a lot of you know that I am in college. I went back to school. I'm working on my a bachelor's degree in criminal justice with a specializing in forensic science. And my class that I'm in now is English composition. And my first report was due yesterday, and it was on motivation. So, of course, I was motivated because of the word motivation. And I just wanted to inspire and motivate you out there. I just wanted to read a few excerpts from my paper that I turned in. Motivation is certainly the key to success. With keys come responsibility and the ability to apply what you have learned. We cannot stop time or slow it down, but we can find our footing that will take our time to levels that show we are motivated. Motivation should move you towards something that was only seen from afar. Letting your motivation take you on a journey that has no stops, but has a break for slowing down and soaking up the wisdom. When you are showing your best self, others around you want to participate. Now that is motivation. So I just want you all to be motivated by something that you want in life. Be inspired. Be empowered. Break open those old journals that you used to write in when you were a kid. Bring back those dreams that you dreamed of. Dust it off and start anew. And I turn it back over to you, my beautiful mentor, Omega.
Oh, wow. That was motivational. Turn them on. Dust off the journal. Turn those dreams and back on. Let me tell you something. The beauty of having a dream, and I like the word dream because I have a body called Dream Body with Omega, so you know I love the word dream. But I always interpret the word dream to mean vision. You know, because if I say dream, I say don't dream in black and white, dream in technicolor, you know, give me that big, bold, you know, screen, you know, I want me one of them 60-inch mega screens and all of that. So when you dream in technicolor, and to me, to wake up and remember a dream is to have, now that dream becomes a vision. And the beauty of having a vision mean that you won't perish. You will not die. And I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about a mental, emotional, financial. You will have that type of life. You won't die. The Bible says when a man without a vision should surely what? Perish.
Yes.
So you got to have vision. And Aretha, the beauty of having my vision is what motivates me. You know, seeing women successful, whole, and living a productive life, that is my vision. And me living my vision motivates me every day to get up and keep doing what I do every day to help some young woman or young lady or young girl to be everything that they desire to be. Will I reach everyone? No. Maybe not. But will I reach at least one? Of course I will. And that's my motivation. That want to see at least one woman live in a whole, productive, and happy. I want to put that word in, a happy life, and that's what's important to me. So, you know, when I say see it in 3D, it's not always about the makeup. I love the makeup part of it, but I want people to have beautiful, happy hearts too, because to me, if you're not pretty on the inside, you're going to never be that cute on the outside. Let me say that again.
That's
somebody
right.
Might just didn't quite get it.
Yes, please repeat that.
You're not so beautiful on the inside. It's no way you could be all that pretty on the outside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we definitely want you to have beautiful souls, people, and, you know, living your dream and crossing off those goals. We are definitely ending 2016. I don't care. It's inevitable. It's coming. The end of 2016 is coming. So take a little bit of time, take a moment to reassess, you know, go back. I know last week Ms. Ani said that one of the things she did not want to do was make another New Year's resolution. She didn't want to make any New Year's resolution, but hopefully you set some goals last year, and I want you to go back and just think on your goal list, and is there anything left that you need to check off?
Always. There's always something, but I don't make it a New Year's resolution. I make it an everyday resolution to make sure that I am going through my list and checking it. Like, what do they say? Oh, St. Nick, check it once, check it twice. And there's always something because every day there's a new goal. There's a new, I want to achieve something new, you know. So I'm always, always trying to check off my list. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. So, guys, go back through and just look at your list and see what, if it's anything else. There's one thing that I talk about is my million-dollar list, is my six most important things to do list, and I set those goals every day, and I start checking them off. And if I'm, you know, some days I get through all six of them, I'm transparent, and I can be honest, some days I don't, you know.
Right.
But those days that I don't, I still go back to it and make sure I get it done the very next day. Those become my priorities, the, you know, first on my list the next day. So we want to make sure that you're just doing that. Write the vision, make it plain, and definitely keep your vision before you. And that's motivation in it. That's beauty in itself. Just checking off. And when I have a completed list, the feeling is so, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, it's like right up there with bliss, I guess, because when I complete a six most important things to do list, that is a beautiful place for me to be. So, you know, I just wanted to tie up with Miss Aretha and what she shared in our Food for Thoughts, and I am Auntie with See It in 3D, and you are on Curves in 3D Radio here with Monty Maroc, Aretha Calvin, also known as Sister Big Bones, and the one and only, the illustrious Omega Auntie, Mother Seal. And we will definitely be right back after this quick commercial break, because we like to get it all the way in.
Are you stylish, sassy, sexy, sophisticated, and statuesque? If you answered yes, Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet is the place for you to shop. From large to 3X, all fashions were selected with you in mind. Check out Impact on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with My Pretty Auntie Closet in your closet. Shop today on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Pretty Auntie Closet.
That's www.mypprettyauntiecloset.com. And your fashion forward segment is sponsored by Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet. Make an impact with Impact in your closet. Take it away, Miss Monty Maroc.
Hi, everyone out there in Fashion Forward land. I have some really cute ideas for you guys. Are we still in fall? We're heading into winter right now. What's trending right now? Because the weather is, we are getting a little cool, but we still can wear not our shorts, but gaucho pants. Have you seen those, Auntie? They're trending right now. And white. A lot of women are out purchasing the white, they call it the refined gaucho pants. It's a little bit longer than the normal gaucho pants.
I might wear those, but because of my bow legs, I never wore a gaucho girl. But if they're refined and longer, I might can do it.
They're refined. They're longer, a little bit wider. They kind of look a little bit like a skirt when you actually, you know, when you're standing in them. And they're paired with, if you wear them, you pair them with, like, the boots that you wore last week in your photos. Those would look really, really good together. I've noticed women are pairing them with the booty boots. But also, it's funny because what's trending right now is something that you also wore last week, and you were way ahead of your time. It is the the crochet duster. Right now,
goodness, Auntie, look at you.
You had it on in your photo, and Catherine's must have saw you because they put it up in their holiday list as one of the hot trending items in white. So they call it the scallop.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Crochet duster is trending right now. Now, we're still in our velvet and our lace, and that's really, really big. We're going to be taking that all the way into December. Get yourself, like I've mentioned before, a nice velvet gown and lace, the lace tunic. There's also a velvet tunic that has lace imprints on it, and that's trending. They call, what do they call it? The velvet lace tunic, I think. I did see ASOS has one on sale. Catherine's has one, and I'm not for sure. I think it's Target may have it. That's trending also right now into going into our holiday seasons, keeping us nice and snug and warm, but still fashion forward.
And it's a velvet tunic?
It's a velvet tunic, but the outside, it's like the lace, it's called the lace velvet tunic, and it has lace inspired print within the velvet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So very beautiful.
Like a pressed
poncho,
pressed velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Right. Very beautiful. And I've seen those in royal blue and black, the royal purple with black, and the royal red and black. So that's really hot and trending. And also, those would make great holiday party outfits to wear. When you're, you know, something casual but yet still dressy, then dress it up or dress it down. Well, you know, we're going into December, so the ugly sweater is out right now. I don't know if any of you ladies have them, but the ugly sweater is your most outrageous holiday sweater. So, you know, it could say, I don't want to say it says ho, ho, ho on it, but it could a Christmas.
Well, ho, ho, ho.
More
okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
They need a sweater, too.
Right. But your ugly Christmas sweater is trending with denim right now. And, you know, and that could be part of the holiday season parties that's taking place. But as I say, no matter what you choose to wear, remember, ladies, to always flaunt those curves. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I had a question about your gachos. If you're short, are the longer leg gachos, is that something that us short people should stay away from and stick to the normal length of gachos? Because I'm 5'6".
You're 5'6", you're taller than me, and I wear gauchos.
So you wearing the longer one, though?
But I'm looking at them, and they're not that much longer.
Yeah, the refined, they go below the knee, a little bit below the knee. And like I said, I think it's because of if you wear, anytime you're short, you always want to wear a heel with your clothes. It'll give you the appearance that you're taller, and especially if you do a flesh-colored heel. So, I mean, well, I'm a seamstress also and a designer, so I always can take my clothes up. You know what I mean? If I see something I really love me being a short girl, I know how to go straight to that sewing machine and take it up a little bit. So I feel you when you're saying you're short. But I love the refined gaucho. I think it might work. You're 5'6". I think it would work for you.
Okay.
I do know Catherine's has one right now that's really gorgeous and in a white color.
Yeah, I like that one. I did see, but see, I would never wear those. But I saw it with the white and the white sweater by the Christmas tree. It's really cute.
Right.
With the little booties, but I probably would never wear those because I don't like gauchos. I never have.
I was shocked
them.
That they came back out. I was shocked that they're back out. You know. Well,
now
you
crop pants I would wear, but gauchos no.
You could always do a plain white pant or a plain white denim jean, too. Those are trending. Those are also hot.
Yeah.
Now, did you see her do it with the lace top at the bottom? Did you see that, Auntie, with the lace?
Mm-hmm.
The
I like the
with
look.
The lace?
I just would probably change my pant up. I would wear a crop with the booties, but I would, for me, I don't know why, gachos mm-hmm. just makes you look a little whiter to me. You know, especially if you have, if they're kind of fitted because you have a rumper seat or what I call a derriere, you know, behind. If you have a little bit of butt and they start grabbing, then they don't flare properly to me either. So I don't know.
Right.
I'm not a gacho fan.
Right.
I like a more tailored crop pant. Now, I would definitely do that.
Which one do you like? The pedal pushers? Is that the one you like?
Yeah,
you
I like
call them
longer.
Pedal pushers.
Mm-hmm. I like them longer mm-hmm. and a little bit more. And they don't even have to be as fitted as a pedal pusher because, you know, that tapers mm-hmm. and become narrow. I like it
right.
one full length all the way down, but, you know, with no tapering but tailored.
See.
And those tend to look better on me because I do have that more of a what I call a hump in my derriere, and those look better on me.
That hump, that's what all.
Y'all know we that stay all the way live here on Curzon 3D Radio.
She's talking about her
we do keep it live.
Bump.
Oh, Lord, yes. Y'all are too funny. But if you want to join into the fun, you have to press 1 to join in. So in order to speak to the host, you have to press 1. We don't like to put anybody on the spot. I've been on a couple of shows that have done that, and they just automatically click in. And so I'd rather for us to say, you know, if you want to speak, just press 1. And we would love to hear from you because it is our What Are You Thankful show. So I'm going to talk a little bit because we're going to go ahead and go on Hot Topics with Auntie, and I'm going to read. And then, ladies, we're going to talk about some of the things that we're truly thankful and grateful for. I'm thankful for you. Thanksgiving is the appointed time for focusing on the good in our lives. In each of our days, we can find small blessings, but too often we overlook them, choosing instead to spend our time paying attention to problems. We give our energy to those who cause us trouble instead of those who bring peace. Starting now, let's be on the lookout for the bits of pleasure in each hour and appreciate the people who bring love and light to everyone who is blessed to know them. You are one of those people. On Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners out at Curzon 3D Radio. We truly love you, and we are thankful for you. Here in our Hot Topics with Auntie tonight, we are definitely going to be talking about what are we thankful for. And again, I know that we have so much to say. You know, we can talk a whole hour, we could talk a whole day, we can talk a whole year about the many blessings and the many things that we are thankful for. But, you know, we're going to keep it to a short list today just in the interest of time and to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity to tell what they are thankful for. So today, earlier today, I placed on Facebook, I put up a picture, and it just said simply, and I don't know if you ladies have had a chance to comment on it, but I did put up a picture that said, today I'm thankful for. And I put on there, for me personally, I just did a thing with F's, and I put faith, family, finances, future, feeling good, fruitfulness, favor, following, like my following, freedom, food, forgiveness, friends, fellowship, and, of course, fashion, because y'all know I fashion, fashion is my passion, so I had to put that in here. But when I talk about my faith, I'm talking about my relationship with God and, you know, how I wholeheartedly put him as the head of my life, you know. And because I'm not married, he is my husband. Then my daddy and my boyfriend. So all of that until he sent my Boaz my way. So when I talk about faith, I'm talking about that. And, of course, my family, my mom and my dad. And who are my rock and my cornerstones. They are the wind beneath my wings, and I love them dearly to life. You know, I thank God for them, and I thank God that I have parents that, you know, truly believe in their children and always uplifting and encouraging us to be the best that we can be still. Even in adulthood, they still do that. And, of course, my finances, which is all of my business endeavors, I'm praying, you know, and I'm thankful and grateful for God continuously opening doors for me and, you know, Enhance You, Image and Success Coaching, and Impact, My Pretty Auntie Closet, and Tempty Tutus. It's a very new venture that I've already, and I haven't even launched, have made money at. So I thank God for opening those doors. And Curzon 3D Radio, and, you know, I'm thanking God for that, as well as 3D Plus Modeling Company. Thanking God. Just thanking Him for that. I got two books launching in 2017, creating a sales mentality with my brother, Jarvis El Amin, as well as Living Fanatical, which is a book composition with 13 other authors. So two books, not just one, two. And that's favor, and I ask for God to just continue to open those doors, the doors of favor, because nobody curse what God has blessed. I believe that wholeheartedly. Fruitfulness, you know, being fruitful and that's being faithful over a few things. He'll make you rulers over many, and I thank you, God, that I can still be a blessing to others, be blessed to be a blessing. So in that, and my future, you know, that's that vision that we was talking about earlier, and feeling good in my body. I thank God for my health. You know, the older we get, ladies, I can tell you those aches and pains and those joints and all of that comes, but you know what? I have so much to be thankful and grateful for because I am living a whole and healthy life. You know, we all sometimes get down in our bodies and, you know, we feel different things. But I thank God that I'm in reasonably good health, and that's important to me. So I celebrate that. When I talk about my freedom, I live in a nation that is free. I don't care what's going on. I don't, you know, I care about the political stance. I care about, you know, what's going on in our country. But I thank God I'm free more than anything. A lot of people can't say that, you know, but I do thank God for that freedom, and we have to make sure that we're doing that. I also put on there my following, people that follow Curzon 3D Radio, 3D Plus Modeling, Enhance You Coach, Impact. I thank God for those that, you know, believe in me and, you know, encourage me. So I thank God for my following, and I ask Him to, you know, give me the increase in that area. Forgiveness. Whew, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
But I had to put it on my list because, you know what, I move and have my being because I can let things go. I don't hold grudges, and I don't hold any ill feelings in my heart towards people, and I don't care how people treat me or mistreat me. I can still see the good in it all. And it's one thing that my grandmother always said to me. You know, she said, when she explained to me that unforgiveness can eat you up like a cancer, and it can cause you to harden your heart. And when she explained that to me, I've always been the type of person that, you know, I don't care what a person do to me or to hurt my feelings, I can still be the genuine person that I am to that person. And that's how I live my life. And people always be like, well, I did this to you, and you... I'd be like, it's okay. I understand why. You know, so I just meet people where they're at, and that allows me to live a whole healthy and productive life. So forgiveness was one of my things that I'm grateful for, that I can operate in forgiveness. My fellowship with each and every one of you and my friends and my peers, and, of course, the last but not least, fashion, because that's what keeps me going, too. I love to... inspired through fashion and what I do in this industry. So those are some of the things that I'm thankful for. And even though I said it was a short list, it was kind of long, but but I'm in Hot Topics. Grammys with Auntie, so I can talk that loud because I don't love to do that. But I just kind of wanted to break it down, break it all the way down. And I had Miss Latara Mitchell say, you know, everything that I mentioned, those are some of the things that she's family and food and everything that I mentioned as well. Melissa Vena Maynor said life, faith, family, friends, freedom, and her MPA sister, Miss Plus America sisters. Miss Gina Cotton said, for your friendship through the years, I love you, sis. I love you. I love you back, Miss Gina, and thank you for being my friend. And Miss Marisha Marlowe said, I'm thankful to have Omega. I am Auntie Mother Seal in my life. I have a newfound love for me, and I'm thankful for her honest guidance, help, and correction. Also, all of the other stuff that y'all mentioned, LOL, but I'm so serious. She is heaven sent. So love, peace, and soul goes out to Miss Marisha Marlowe. Love you back, little girl. And, you know, I care, and I thank you for those kind and generous words. You know, I don't know where y'all be getting all that stuff from sometime, but I do appreciate you. Love you. So those are just from the posts that I post and some of the things that people talked about. So I'm going to pass that baton over to you ladies, and y'all can tell us what we have, and then we're going to play a little game, and we're going to see if anybody, if you're there and you want to talk, you have to press 1. Definitely have to press 1 to come in to speak. Go ahead, ladies.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. I'm grateful that, or thankful, because, you know, I don't really do Thanksgiving, but I celebrate it for my mother's sake. Because I don't know if you know this, Auntie, but Thanksgiving is huge to her because her mother passed away the day after Thanksgiving. So since we were children, we kind of was something that around that time she gets really depressed, you know. She starts thinking about it, so we always make sure that we go out and we buy a lot and we cook, you know, really big, because she always said at least her mother had her last Thanksgiving, and she remembers warming up her mother's last plate. You know what I mean? So
right.
I'm very thankful because, you know, my mother's been battling cancer and everything, and I'm very thankful this year that she made it through Thanksgiving and that she seems to be doing okay. Her spirits is strong. Her spirit is strong. We got another setback, some more news, but her spirit is strong. So I'm thankful she made it through this year, and inshallah,
yay,
God willing,
thank
she
you,
will
man.
Make it through another year. So this year is all about family for me. All about family. I'm thankful for my family that they're still around. And the Aretha?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, earlier I said, ooh, Lee, I'm in the kitchen. That is what I will be saying, because, yes, my show In the Kitchen with Sister Big Bones, I am so thankful that that door has opened for me. I'm just so excited about what God is doing. A couple of days ago, I went to my location where my show will be being filmed, and it just felt like it wasn't me. I just felt so special. I know that I'm special, but it's like I was just a feeling of superiority, but not in a way that I was snobby or anything like that, but it was like I deserved it. I was feeling so good, you know, and I was like, this, you know, why do we always try to settle when there is something better? And so I just felt so good that people were making sure I was taken care of and I got everything I needed and, you know, this is yours, do what you will. I mean, it was just, when God opens a door, it's like the people that he puts in your path, they know what they're there for. They know how to treat you. But when you're trying to go through a door that is not for you, people treat you badly. And you just forget about the bad treatment, because I'm living in this good treatment, and I love it. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that God sees so much in me that he opened the door because it was my time.
At least you're going to make me cry.
I'm over here crying myself because it's happy tears when you've always been trying to scrape through, but you always can see it from afar, like I said in my paper. But the motivation, I don't have to wear binoculars to see it. I'm right here now. It's up close and personal. Just like Auntie said, I am seeing it in bodacious colors. And it's thick screen. It's not on a 19-inch black and white.
That's it.
I'm just so thankful that I'm going to be able to do my cooking show and showcase what my passion is. I have a lot of things I'm good at and I love to do, and I put passion in everything I do. And this is one of the things that I have a passion for. I want to be able to showcase cooking in a way that it makes it fun again for someone who said, I'm tired of trying. I'm too tired to cook. But now I have a platform in which that I can showcase some of my favorite recipes. And you can follow along with me, and you don't have to worry about me saying words that you don't understand, because it's down-home cooking made easy. I'm just so thankful that that door is open to me, and it's opening up other doors. And I know it's because the alignment is right. Listening
That's
to
it.
My mentor
That's it.
Is key. And I will say this
Great.
Until people say, shut up. I won't shut up, because we all need a motivator. We all need a supporter. We all need someone who knows more than us to take the edges off of us, smooth us
Right.
out, and get us on the right path. See, I'm teachable because I'm coachable. So I will always talk about Omega, not because she is a god, but because she is a god sent.
That's
She
I
saw in
it.
Me also. Because she don't mess around with junk. I am
I
a
that.
Jewel. She polished me up. And I'm so thankful that she said, I want to be your mentor. I will do this for you. I'm sure she gets people all day long, please help me, please help me. But are they serious? Do they just want it for a one-time thing? I want this for a lifetime. I'm being taught and coached so that I can one day be a mentor to someone. Not just inspire them one time, but I want to be a forever change in their life. I'm thankful for the gifts that I have. And I better stop because I don't want to take up no more time because I know we're on a time limit.
Yes,
so I do apologize. But I just get so excited when God
apologize.
Is doing things for me.
Don't
and I get excited because people who love me are with me.
Yes.
Making me better. Making me more flexible in the things I need to do. Make me think. Help me to learn, absorb. I'm a sponge. I just wish we all could be like that. Like Omega said, she can't touch everyone, but if she could just touch one, when she said that, my hand was raised up like she could see me. But my hand went up because I'm that one. If nobody else is me. So let me be quiet while I go on tomorrow. Turn it back over to you, Omega.
That is what you are thankful for, and you know what? And to me, being grateful supersedes the thankful. It goes so much deeper than the thanks, because when someone pours into your life or someone is a giver. And I'm not talking about, you know, guys, I'm not talking about just money-wise, but when they give their selves and their wisdom and their knowledge and their understanding, and you receive it, and not only that, you thank them for giving it to you. To me, that's a form of being grateful and showing
yes.
that you are truly humbled in the experience. And that's your experience, Aretha. And, you know, when you have someone that has that type of heart, you don't mind giving.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind, you know, pouring out or sharing. Because anybody that know me is, when my phone rings, I try to be available. My mom, you know, she gets on me all the time about that, you know, but because I feel like if a person ring your phone, they must really want you. They need you. Now, don't get it twisted. Some people do aggravate you now. Let it go. Some people just get on your nerves. Now, y'all know it's transparent. She keeps it real. But I still feel like if they're picking up the phone to call you, they either want something or they want to talk to you. And most times people just want to talk, and I'm just a great listener. I really am, and I think that's why people call all the time. But don't get it twisted now. I'm going to tell you what's right, and if it's biblical, I'm definitely going to tell you what thus says the Lord. But I'm excited about it, Aretha. I'm so proud of you, everything that you're doing. Monty McRock,
yes.
I'm so proud of you and
Thank
everything
you.
That you're doing. You ladies give
oh,
me
yeah.
life, and that's why I am excited about what you are doing. And you can,
I
don't mind pouring into you because you're doing something. It's when you stop doing that, auntie ain't going to have no time for you. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Because I match my
right.
time to your efforts. I'm going to give my time to your efforts. When you are doing something and you are producing, you can have auntie here all day long. But now if you whining
mm-hmm.
and complaining, y'all know I don't deal with that very well. So I'm not,
right.
you know, I don't hear that kind of stuff. But if you're producing, you got me. I'm in your corner 100%. So
mm-hmm.
it's never a waste of time when you're doing something that's right, especially when you are being productive. And at the end of the day, that's all I want to see is you producing. So
right. And thank
but,
you, Auntie. Thank you for the collaboration with Tempty Tutu. We were on the runways out here in Arizona.
Already. Already.
Sunday.
We haven't
yes.
even launched them, baby.
Yes.
We have already hit the runway. I tell you,
right.
it's just the favor of it all.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's the favor
yes.
of it all, honey. And I just, today had a supreme vision concerning Tempty Tutus, and all I can say is world, get ready, because everybody may think tutus are things of the past, but, baby, we finna bring it all the way back around, honey.
Not
so
from
y'all
the
just
screams
ready.
I heard. The screams I heard when the tutus came out, they were hollering, and who made those? And
I just think
those?
People don't think that they have enough confidence or, you know, whatever to wear them. But I'm telling you, when you put one on, and that, I mean, literally, when I put mine on for the runway riders, I'm telling you, I was, like, feeling myself, literally. Then my sister
right.
came back, and she's a principal, and she had to wear one to her school for something that she was dealing with the kids, and she was telling me how cute. I'm like, okay, this got to come on together, come all the way together. So I'm excited. So, yes, ma'am, thank you. Thank you for partnering with me and making this
welcome.
Vision real. I
yes,
appreciate
yes.
you. So thank you
thank
so much.
You.
And, guys, just be looking for Tempty Tutus. We are definitely going to be bringing it on the runway December the 4th. Here in beautiful
mm-hmm.
Lakeland, and then December the 10th in Tampa Bay. So we are going
mm-hmm.
to launch Tempty Tutus all the way live. So I'm excited about that here in the next couple of, in a week. In a week.
Right.
So we'll
mm-hmm.
talk about that
yes.
in a few minutes. But let me finish up with our Thanksgiving show. Thank you. Guys, again, if you want to share, you have to press 1. I don't have anybody pressing 1, but I know you're out there. Love y'all. See y'all. But you got to press 1. If you're having technical difficulties, hang up, and then dial again, 347-945-5886, 347-945-5886, to let us know what you're thankful for. And I want to ask this. Ruin Thanksgiving, ladies, in 4 words. Ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words.
Oh, my goodness. You said ruin?
Ruin. Ruin.
Thanksgiving. In 4 words.
In 4 words.
Food not cooked properly.
Okay, food not cooked properly.
Oh, God, now it's my turn. Oh, God, I don't know how to ruin Thanksgiving. What, Grandma passed away last year?
That is so morbid. Oh, my gosh. I was thinking more of the lines like, all the dressing gone now. There is no more dressing or something. This thing's talking about, oh, my gosh, no.
Everybody know Grandma's on the food.
Who ate all
the
macaroni? Oh, my goodness. Something like that.
Everybody
I don't think
we're going
to play with Mona. Mona, hey,
Mona,
you go to bed without your potato pie. Bye. You go.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. It's official. It's official. You got the morbid award. Okay.
I don't know what y'all looking for. Grandma's the only one that can throw down in the kitchen. Everybody knows that.
Oh,
Grandma's gone. There goes Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that was too funny. No, I wasn't thinking along those lines. the crew not cooked properly. Yeah, something like that. Is that a roach in the dressing? You know, something like that.
No. Is that a roach in the dressing?
You know,
ooh,
yeah,
my,
yeah, stuff
I'm not
like
be
that.
Over there
so.
Eating if you got roaches.
You already know. But when I saw that one, I was like, well, see, first of all, let's wait and see. We already know how people conduct themselves. So if you already know the house got the roaches, then you shouldn't even want no food from there. No, baby, you just come. You bring the plates and the cups and the plastic. Well, you know, those are the kind of people you tell that stuff to. Bring the soda.
Oh. Oh,
nothing
my
that you have to fix. Oh, I'm excited, guys. We are at 10:01. We thank you for sharing with us this happy, happy Thanksgiving. I am excited about next weekend. We are having our Dynasty Weekend full of fun. You are still more than welcome, ladies, plus size models, to share in the experience Curves and 3D Radio is sponsoring Dynasty Weekend, so we are excited about that, but with 3D Plus Model Company. So we definitely want you to come out. If you are an aspiring plus size model, this is the type of event that you will definitely want to participate in, because we are doing it all the way live. You get an opportunity to do some training with runway and posing, and outside of the runway and posing, you will actually get to experience a live photo shoot, a mass photo shoot, two outfit changes. You will actually get to experience a fashion show that Sunday. So if you wanted to do runway walking, you can actually experience the fashion show. So it is a great, fun-filled, festive weekend going on here in beautiful Lakeland, Florida next weekend. So just excited about what the Dynasty Weekend entails. We are opening it up to outside models that want to participate with 3D Plus models. So, ladies, are you excited about next weekend?
I am very excited. Yes. Well, I'm more excited because I get to spend extra time there, and Aretha's going to be cooking, so I get to try her food myself. So I'm more
excited.
Yeah,
she did say she was doing all the cooking now. We did hear that now, right, Ma? Okay.
Yes. I will be the on location chef.
So we
my
are
mouth
excited
is watering
about
already.
That. See, that's what we got to be thankful for, baby, because Auntie didn't even have a Thanksgiving dinner, so she's going to need one next week now, for real.
Because it's all about serving, you know, and I just have that serving spirit and heart. So it'll be a pleasure to serve you, Auntie, and all the other guests.
Thank you. I'm ready.
So nice.
I'm going to let you, too. Lord have mercy. No, I am, baby. I'm going to be at home to my baby. Could you give me a blanket?
I'm going to be thankful for
y'all
better
wait on it now, shoot. I'm just kidding. I am the most gracious host. Anybody that know me will tell you that Auntie is the most gracious host. So love to have you ladies, and we're going to be spending some time together, making some tutus together.
Yes,
we're going to be doing
yes.
the most, so I'm excited about
yes,
that as
yes,
well.
Yes.
So cannot wait to hang out. And if you're here in the Lakeland, Florida area, we definitely want to see you at Florida Southern College, the alumni room, on December the 4th at 5 p.m. Marcia's Sons of Thunder is having their fundraising extravaganza, first annual fundraiser extravaganza. So we definitely want you to come out and experience the most, because we're going to be having I want to make sure I'm saying it right. Is it Trésor?
Trésor, yeah, like treasure in French. Trésor.
Trésor.
Trésor?
Like
yeah. Uh-huh, Trésor.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell the people about it a little bit, because I don't want to mess up the name.
My jewelry line I will be debuting at this fashion show. This, what is it? Yeah, it's Royale.
With Marcia.
Trésor.
Uh-huh, Marcia.
With Marcia, uh-huh. Yes. And it's an African and Ankara line, and a lot of beads. We'll have some beads, some pearls inquired within the Ankara rope necklaces. Yeah, so I'm really excited about debuting it there in Florida. I'm sorry, I just heard my child in the background screaming. But yes, and don't ask me what he's screaming about, but so I will be debuting Royale Trésor there at Sons of Thunder, and I look forward to everyone coming out and purchasing and picking up a few pieces. And they are custom-made. Oh. Everything's custom-made.
All right. And we will have, of course, Tempted Tutu, which is our
yes.
Full tutu line, long, short, jazzy, all types of tutus. We're going to be making sure that you ladies get to experience for the first time ever on the runway Tempted Tutus at the fundraiser extravaganza. We're going to have Impact,
mm-hmm.
My Pretty Auntie Closet, for the sassy, sexy, sultry, sophisticated, statuesque woman. So we want
mm-hmm.
you guys to come out and check out Impact, and we're going to be doing our line there, Impact line, and we will have Beautifully and Wonderfully Made out of Tampa, Florida, coming over to share with us in the fashion show as well. So excited about that. So get ready, get ready, get ready, ladies. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And we definitely want to see you at Florida Southern. The tickets are only $10. If you need your tickets, you can reach out to me, and I will make sure you get your tickets. Or you can go to Eventbrite at Marcia's Sons of Thunder. Marcia's Sons of Thunder, or you can find it on, I will actually be posting it as well on our Curves and 3D Radio page, so you can purchase your $10 ticket. So hope to see you there. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you for joining us in Hot Topics tonight. What are you thankful for? And I thank you ladies for sharing tonight. It was such a wonderful, heart-touching show tonight. And just want to make sure that, I mean, I love it that technology, I want to say that. I should say, I didn't say that, but I'm thankful for technology, because I can be in agreement and
yes.
touching and agreeing with you ladies all the way from Arizona and Wichita, Kansas, and I'm in Florida,
yes.
and we're touching and agreeing. So thank God for technology, mm-hmm. you know.
Amen.
And,
yes.
Just want to close tonight out with a great Thanksgiving prayer, and to pray for those families in Kentucky. And then I'm going to
yes.
let you go. Father, we just
yes.
truly love you, and we thank you for your love and kindness, oh God.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God, for this great Thanksgiving Day, and we are truly thankful
yes.
for your many blessings, oh God, your grace and your mercy. Continue to take care of us, oh God. Continue to put your hedge of protection around each and every one of us, oh God. We thank you for family, friends, fellowship, and friendship, oh God. We thank you for our following here on Encouraging 3D Radio. Give them the increase in every area of their lives, as well as every host and co-host, oh God, on this show. Father, we just truly thank you for being our blessing. We thank you that your favor go before us and your grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, is our prayer. Father, we just thank you for putting your loving arms and comforting those that lost loved ones in Kentucky. We thank you for a speedy recovery for the four that are in the hospital. We thank you, oh God, that you will protect our country and our borders, oh God. And thank you for our leadership, our president, and those that are in leadership positions.
Yes, Jesus.
We are thankful, okay, and we are grateful. And we just ask, oh God, that you keep each and every one of us until we meet again here on Curzon 3D Radio next Thursday, Father. You are so awesome in all that you do, and we love you with our whole heart. Amen, amen,
amen,
and
amen.
And we truly are grateful, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of this Thanksgiving with your family and friends, because I know you're happy. And I know that you are doing the most. I know Aretha cooked so much she don't know what to do. I saw the macaroni and cheese that I don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but I saw the macaroni and cheese that Bode Barak cooked too. So I know y'all did the most.
I saw you like it. I said, Auntie's hungry. I am.
And I don't care. I might have to just call IHOP and get me some pancakes, but it's all good. It's all good. I love y'all. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Love you too.
All
thank
right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Eastern Standard Time next Thursday with Auntie Moni Barak and Swan here on Curves and 3D Radio in the Curvy Studios. Keep it curvy, baby.